Very windy where we live today, and a little chilly as well. So it's nice to be tucked into a warm house and feel nice and secure for the evening. So.
It is. And it's been, besides the wind, yesterday was the full moon and the blood moon, the lunar eclipse. And I don't know, myself, I felt buzzy. My feet, hands were buzzing all the last 2 days.
Oh yes. Oh, and before we get too deep into things, before we start this good discussion, we should welcome people to our latest episode of Paths of Empowerment. How about
Oh
that?
yeah. Those little details I
That's
forget.
right. With Shelly and me, Becky, and we do not have a guest lined up for this evening. We do have some scheduled on the books in the next coming weeks, but tonight we decided to just discuss some of our current events, and I think we wanted to talk about some tools that we like to use to help with our mental and emotional and physical health. So anyway, let's get into it. You were
Oh yeah, the
saying there
moon.
was strong energy around the lunar eclipse. Talk more about that.
Well, I was just saying, me personally, I know we're all unique and different, but yeah, I was just buzzing, 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 like in the morning, my hands and feet, and I was feeling really good. Today, I'm a little bit on a, I felt like I've been an Energizer bunny, and now my battery just got a little drained, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so
Goodness.
that's why I was going to say maybe time just to do a little my bumblebee meditation one. Remember that one, Becky, where you put your
Oh.
hand for the vagus nerve? That's another tool to
Okay,
do.
explain. Okay, so go into a little more detail about
Oh,
why this
details,
particular.
details. Oh,
I
dang,
know.
details. Okay,
I
so
know.
it's a quick meditation to get you out of your head. I mean, you can do it for a long time. A minute is great, just if you're just to get your thoughts clear, your head, and it's great for the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is the flight and fight thing to it's like a massage for the vagus nerve, so it kicks you down.
Okay, and why is it a massage? Are we doing something different than visualizing, or what are we doing
Yes, it's
different?
tactile. Can't you read my mind? My goodness. No, I'm sorry. Yes,
I'm
so
just
you
gonna
what
keep asking questions.
I know, and I'll just
It's
thank you, Becky, because it's just you're just supposed to know, and that's my lesson in this lifetime.
Shelley, the psychic teacher.
Yes, you can't you see what I'm thinking? Anyway, put what it is you just put your hands right under. Oh, by your clavicle, right underneath the clavicle, right under your throat, just on the breastbone there. Put both hands on there and you close your eyes and you basically hum. And it's a bumblebee meditation. You can do it that way. Or if you really want, you can plug your ears, put your fingers in your ears and hum. Go figure, isn't that what you do when you don't want to hear someone?
Right.
Right,
Right.
but it's a great tool just to go, okay, everything's just going on. I need a little break, and just
Okay.
to do
Would you
that.
say it's a when you talk about, different ways to ground ourselves, what I know that this is a good grounding meditation, but could you explain perhaps to people what grounding means?
Oh, well, grounding, what connecting to the earth, being centered, so in the chaos, being centered in the chaos, so the things can whip by, the wind can blow you by, and you're not swept up in it.
Okay, so it's more about keeping yourself calm and remaining present when life happens around you. Is that correct? Kind of a good way to just set your
That is a
focus.
wonderful way to describe it, Becky.
All right.
I'm just laughing because Becky's so great at describing it. I'm going, well, you just should know. Hello.
No,
I tell you.
I'm just walking us through. I'm just
No,
walking us
I'm great. I'm
through.
appreciative. I'm very appreciative. I'm just laughing at myself that, oh yeah, people just cannot just out of the rabbit, out of the hat, just see what I'm thinking, right?
Right.
Or maybe
And
you guys can. I don't know.
well, there are exceptional people out there. But what I
Yes.
was to say, so I know this is called the bumblebee meditation because you're putting your hands on your chest, like you said, below the clavicle, which it is also called the collarbone for those of you that are not.
Doesn't matter. Right underneath that bone there.
Yep, right on your chest, right beneath your throat. And we like it there because when we hum, we can feel that vibration, which in itself kind of puts us back in our body, if you will. Is that correct?
That's what I would say, yes. It just feels right.
Mm-hmm. And right. And part of this is getting back to the feeling instead of thinking so much, right? To get correct. Us out of our heads and back into our body.
Basically, grounding is getting yourself back in your body so you're not floating around and that's something sparkly. Oh, there's another thing. Oh, I got to do this. It's to be here in the now in the moment.
Okay. So that being said, why don't we have you do a demonstration of that? So
okay. And then why don't we all, if you're not driving your car, that is.
That's right. We do not recommend doing anything that's meditative in nature while you're listening.
Oh, but you can do a breathing thing while you're driving.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mindfulness, but not full on.
No. This one, you close your eyes and you're vibrating. So please, if you do this, put this, bring back it later on when you're not driving. So basically, we'll do it for 30 seconds, okay? So you're going to watch the time because I can't close my eyes and watch the time.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Becky.
Watch the time. I'm going to let you do the demonstration and lead our listeners in this.
I'm demonstrating with – that's hilarious. So everybody see me now. I am putting my hands on my – I'm beneath my collarbone. And I'm setting down the phone, which we're doing the podcast on. So I put just one on top of the other, like you're, what is it the picture of, you know, when you're just putting, just going, oh, does that make sense? Becky, when you just put your hands on to your chest, like, oh, isn't that wonderful? Or, oh my, right?
Oh yeah. I've got my hand right there now. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense? So they can be a little bit crisscross or you. Yeah, that's more comfortable. It doesn't matter what's on top and what's on the bottom. Just be comfortable. You're crossing your hands on top of your right by your collarbone, underneath your throat area. And I'm just gonna start humming for 30 seconds. And Becky's gonna tell me when to stop. I'm closing my eyes and going to that was
and there you go.
Yeah, that was about two breaths. You could do more breaths. I just like to draw it out as long as I can because then you do sound like a bumblebee, right?
You do. That was the most riveting 30 seconds of podcast we've done. It's fantastic.
You're so funny. So doing that, you also don't have to put your hand. I like the tactile because you can feel it vibrating, your hands vibrate. Also, you can put it in your ears, and that's really loud. So if you really need to drown everything out. So actually, I feel much better now because I had been doing lots of things in my own family life. Before this, and I know Becky was also, so that I personally needed that so I could talk a little clearer and maybe not jump around so much in my thoughts.
Yeah, it really does help you focus. And like you said, you did two breaths, you know, of the humming. And for me, you know, it's funny. I am very self-conscious when it comes to making noise in my meditation, like the ohms and the humming. But I realized that that's actually exactly what I need. So it's interesting because not only do I have to get out of my own head, I just have to get out of my own way. So
there's your trigger. So, hey, because you don't like to do it, it triggers you. So you go, ooh, that's a great place I get to heal.
Exactly. So I know when you introduced that to me, you know, I don't know why I was a little self-conscious and I'm like, why would I be self-conscious? I'm at the time I was with you, but you know, there's no reason for me to be self-conscious. My cats aren't going to.
Well, I mean, Becky, you do plays, you sing in front of anybody, and you can, and you'd feel self-conscious to hum. That's interesting,
isn't it? Yeah,
you so can be in front of a stage. Oh, but you're not yourself, are you, on that stage?
Oh gosh, that is the beauty of you know, of acting. A lot of people that know me a little bit, when I tell them how shy I am, they think I'm nuts, but actually, I am quite shy, but being on stage is very comfortable for me. And do you know why that is?
No.
Because everything is memorized. I know what I'm supposed to say, when I'm supposed to say it. I know what gestures I'm supposed to use as I'm saying it. And I know where I'm supposed to stand. I know when to move. I know when to sit. And I know when to exit the stage. However, if I were at a social event and a spontaneous conversation, very difficult for me because I do get in my own head. Maybe we all do to some degree. Maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, but getting up in front of people, not as much of a challenge because it's not so personal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, where I am the total opposite.
Isn't that funny?
I don't like to memorize. You know, I don't like to memorize. Mm-hmm. I learn, and that's what makes us all unique. I got the gist of it. Okay, let's go on. I don't like word for word. I don't like memorizing. I actually, everything she likes to do, I don't like to do.
That's why we're such a good pair on the podcast.
In Sunday school, I could never, I got the gist. I don't need to memorize it word for word. What the heck?
Right.
But I see how that makes you, that's comforting to you. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. I think when we get back to the whole bumblebee thing, that's like, improvisation. Like I would be terrible at
I like improvisation. Jazz. That I like.
Right. But see, but the bumblebee thing and the ohm thing, that's just, you know, I gotta, you know, in my mind, I'm like, is there a certain chord? Is there, what?
You're overthinking the simplicity.
Exactly. I'm like, are we in the key of E for this? Or
and this is what I would say to you. Sure. Sure.
So anyway, moving on. Now,
so that's a grounding. That's a grounding exercise where then we could lead into, because I just went around before the podcast and wrote down all the tools I have in my house and, of course, in my practice. But I've been using an earthing mat lately just to, you know, more so by my computer and behind my desk, because that's where I usually get a little thrown off.
So tell us about the earthing mat. Oh. What on earth are you
talking about? It's actually the earthing where I purchased the earthing. It's earthing.com actually, and it basically, you plug these. There's earthing blankets. There's earthing mats. There's
earthing sheets.
Sheets. All this earthing stuff. But basically, it plugs into the ground part in your regular outlet. Yeah.
That third prong. So
yes,
you've got
the grounds.
They're next to each other, and then you've got the third one.
That's why we have in our house, so we don't get electrocuted, because it's grounding to the earth. So when there's electrical storm, so this is a grounding mat that you're getting connected to the earth. And
so why do we need to get connected to the earth, Shelley?
Why do we? So we're not all floating around, but we're not touching the earth like we're not getting the earth's energy, because we have rubber shoes. We're not touching the earth and getting the grounding effects, which helps with our immune system, helps with our relaxation, helps our being in our bodies, all that.
And this is just more than spiritual woohoo, isn't it? There's an actual exchange. If we go out barefoot onto grass, onto gravel, even onto cement, because cement is still made of gravel and such, there is an exchange of protons and electrons through the bottoms of our feet. Am I right?
Yeah. And okay. that's why I think I was buzzing with this full moon. There was so much energy between the, because we're water, we're 75% water. So that conducts energy. And then, you know, to need to ground ourselves too, because all that other energy outside of us, that needless to say, the chaos of life, the actual waves in the air with all the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, TV, radio. Oh, well, I guess we don't have that much TV anymore. Everything's cable. Oh, but no, the other stuff, cell phones, you got it. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole, so I remember learning about this a few years ago. It made a lot of sense to me. There's a book called Earthing. Also, there is a documentary by the same name. Studies were conducted out of Haines, Alaska. A man that was having chronic pain issues, I believe, had been doing his own research.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and do you remember that?
Yeah, and they, you get, I think if you get it from this company, they give you the book free, they give you the DVD free, and it's just earthing.com, and they're not giving us anything for it, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. He figured this out because what did he do for a living beforehand? I think he did something with,
I can't remember, but anyway, what he did is he dug himself a spot in the winter under a shelter and would put himself unclothed and under a blanket.
That I don't remember,
in a little dirt pit, because he had done some research on his own and discovered that if he sat directly against the earth for so many minutes a day, some of these chronic conditions he was having cleared up.
It helps your immune system tremendously.
Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting. So that's something. So the book and documentary are interesting. You can look information up.
I'm sure you can Google it too.
And now, I'm sure there's something on YouTube as well. So earthing is one word, simple to find. So yeah, I bought a mat and an earthing sheet.
You have it on your bed all the time, right?
Yes. The sheet actually did wear out. So I do need to replace that, but I did notice a difference. I did feel like I slept better. So the idea being these products mimic being barefoot or being against the earth.
And having said that, I used to have a throw. I was feeling too good for a blanket. It was a throw blanket. It would be great for reading and stuff, but I couldn't go to sleep with it because I felt too good.
Oh.
It made me buzz too much, but that's how I'm wired. I like going to Sedona where there's energy vortexes, because the basically energy vortexes are the earth bubbling, energy bubbling from the earth. So basically like grounding, but just different vortexes. And I can't sleep there either because there's so much energy bubbling and I feel it so easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, so that's the earthing mat. What other goodies do you? Oh, did you want to share something else?
No, we'll go to the biomat, which is negative ions and infrared. But the negative ions, which is really great, is like after a thunderstorm, a big thunderstorm, it feels so clear and crisp and you feel good. It's all those negative ions that have been discharged. And that's, you find that by water, by the ocean, you find that out in the mountains. So a biomat does that also, helps, just makes your energy feel clear, clears it out. Actually, just clears out your energy field of any maybe stagnant energies or low frequency energies that may have been attached to you, like attachments, if you so believe in that. But it just clears your energy field. But with also has amethyst crystals in it and infrared heat. So that will help with chronic pain, jet lag, then we can go right into the infrared sauna, which helps with all that kind of stuff too. So you can go on that part with the infrared saunas and another tool.
Well, let's get back to the biomat.
Oh, I was already done with
that. You've had your biomat for quite a while now.
Since 2009. Yeah, I still have my original one since 2000. Yeah. I have two big ones. Murray Dog has one because he pushed me off the other one and got his own. And I gave one to my mother. So the two small ones, and I have two big ones. Then I leave them on my...
You notice a big difference? Have you had any clients that have used it or other
people? The clients, I transitioned. I used to have it as a whole treatment afterwards, but I decided I just leave it on my... I have two of them. I leave them on both treatment tables. Okay. And if people are pregnant or have pacemakers or anything like that, I just turn it off. I don't have it. Yeah. And, or you can just have it on the negative ions. So that would be okay if someone's pregnant, but when still the electronic stuff in your body, it's not a good thing. And then, I actually think it's like being in a place that has energy vortexes. I think it helps as a catalyst to help people go deeper into their sessions, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. Or it's a nice, at the end, it's been on like low, and I will turn up the heat for the last 5 minutes where they can just kind of chill out. Oxymoron and that chill out, yeah. but relax more after we've had some deep work, just the infrared heat to penetrate a little bit more. So mm-hmm. they're not so achy.
And that infrared heat can penetrate the body. I think up to like 2.5 inches.
Right. And that's why it's great for people with fibromyalgia, people with chronic pain, people with rheumatoid, with arthritis. It won't change arthritis, but it does relieve the symptoms.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's great.
And the infrared heat is also good for Lyme's and jet lag.
Very good. Very good. Well, you've just got all sorts of goodies at your place.
Oh, well, I was just looking down. I mean, just from the foam roller, the treatment balls, to drums, to singing bowls, to what? Tuning forks, to essential oils, to crystals. Yeah. And, you can go on and on.
There's so many things, yes.
Or my most fun thing, a tool that we forget about is drawing a card for the day. Now they have apps for that, So.
Yeah. Yep.
When you're lost.
So let's talk about cards for a minute. So some people that maybe aren't familiar with cards may associate all cards with tarot readings
doing readings. This is, I keep it simple when I say to people, okay, what do I need to know today? And it's just showing you a direction to pull a card, any kind of decks. There's so many different decks out there, or even or just even opening a book you have.
That's right. It's the same kind of thing. Yeah. So what I like to do is I have a lot of different decks. Well, actually, most of them are like angel decks, just because I like
it. And fairies. I think you have fairies.
I do have some fairy ones. Mainly, I really just choose a deck based on what they look like. Like, oh, that's so pretty.
Well, that's the point, because it resonates, because it's attracting you. So then you're going
to... you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. But what I like to do with the card decks is, I just like to, again, sit down, maybe focus my energy a little bit, and then just focus on one question. And usually it's just, hey, what should my focus be on today? What do I really need to know today? And then I just shuffle my deck until a card falls out, because I'm a terrible shuffler. Let's just be real here. So it really doesn't take me long. Other people like to fan the deck and, you know, choose the card that their hand is drawn to. It really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
No, because whatever, you know,
the closest thing that is good in that deck is going to vibrate to where the question that is closely related. It's all vibrational. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nothing woohoo. Maybe some people think that's woohoo, but it's just in my mind, it's not. And I'm talking, so there we go. It's just vibrational. What resonates, like you said, you like to formulate. I go, okay, I need some help today, and so that's how I go about it. I just and then I take it from there.
Yep, it's that simple. And how often do you find that the message is just right on?
Yeah, sometimes too close.
Oh my goodness.
Because then I have to admit it.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, what are some of your favorite decks?
Oh, what are some of my favorite decks? Because now I'm going to look. I was just going, I'm going to go get a deck and we'll pull a card. But I go in waves, right? My animal cards were always fun, right?
Yeah.
And so you know what?
Animal cards, is there a specific deck name? So that if people were like, I'm interested in that,
What is that one? What are they called? I just grab them. How am I supposed to know?
We're so helpful to our listeners.
It's a purple book. It's medicine cards. Cards.
Very good.
Okay, that was probably one of my first decks. Medicine cards. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I go, Hay House has so many, and whenever they have sales, I get them. And you can get apps from there at Hay House too. Hayhouse.com.
Yep, Hayhouse.com is a publisher of self-development books
and radio and so many. It's a great, having said that, that's a great self-help tool too.
Great resource.
Yeah, great resource.
I believe they were the publisher for a lot of Wayne Dyer's books in his later career. Am I right?
Yep.
Also, some of the other authors are Doreen Virtue, Denise Lynn.
And since you said that, Denise Lynn, I just picked up her deck. And since we did her Energy Strands one, why don't I pick a card for that? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
So what is the...
So what deck are you looking at?
I'm looking at Denise Lynn's Sacred Traveler Oracle Cards.
Oracle Cards, okay.
Sacred Traveler. Yes. So since you like to formulate questions so well, what would be a nice thought? I don't know if we want to include our listeners or just you and I or just you. What do you want to do?
I just think what would be appropriate for this podcast.
Oh, okay. What would be appropriate for this podcast? Well, this is the one. Oh, this deck is purple too. It's just really nice. So, okay. What did we come up with here? Oh, I got two.
Ooh.
So we're going to go with two. Sorry. One says, embracing enthusiasm, shout to the heavens with happiness. Mm. And then it says, distant thunder, clear the air. Oh, isn't that hilarious?
Really?
Yeah, because didn't we just kind of talk about grounding, clearing the air? So in this distant thunder, it shows lightning bolts, mountains, and then in this princess, looking out of a balcony. So it says, clear the air and shout to the heavens with happiness is a girl with a kind of open in your hand and butterflies flying out of it.
Well, very nice.
So should I read the...
Sure.
Yeah, now I got to find...
So usually with these decks, for those that are not familiar with these decks, they come with a deck of usually about 48 cards, and then they come with a book.
Directions.
Right. So in the front of the book, it might give you different suggestions for different ways to
utilize the cards. And I don't listen to those directions. I do whatever I want.
Yeah. Exactly. But you know,
but no, they're good. They're great directions. I was just being funny because I could see Becky reading them, and I just go whatever I want with the cards.
Right. And well, you know, it's whatever. But what I like about that is that you know, you get a brief message on the card, and then you look for the longer description within the book, so it gives you a little more insight. So they're kind of handy. And, you know, even if you think it's a little bit weird or wonky, you know, just think of it as a tool for insight or inspiration for your day. Much like, oh gosh, our dear friend Vicky, who would always have those, you know, a daily book of prayers. It's like that. She said, sometimes I would just open it up to a random page based on what I, you know, where I was feeling it. And she said, I would read that prayer for the day, and that just set the tone for my whole day, and it was great. So it's the same thing. These are just pretty cards to look at.
Yeah, it's just saying it a different way.
Yeah.
That's all. So distant thunder, clear the air. It's the card meeting. I'm sorry if I'm sounding too far away and echoey because I just have to, it's small print. it's a dramatic purification, renewal, and healing are occurring on many levels. Don't be concerned if there's chaos in your life in this instance. It is good. It is shaking things up so you don't become stagnant. If your auric field and your personal space is cluttered, it's difficult for exciting new experiences and opportunities to come in. It's time to clear out clutter, release the old, discard and unused, clear the air, and release situations and people who do not empower you. Purify. That I can't read. Oh, purify the dross. What's a dross out of your life? Purify the dross. It's dross out of your life.
Well, that's interesting. I am not sure.
Well, Google.
Maybe one of our educated listeners.
Well, I know. I'll have to look that up. And see, you get to learn a word of the day. In order for renewal to occur, the old needs to make way for the new.
That's so true.
Yeah. So
that's actually very fitting for January.
Well, it will be fitting, though, too, for paths of empowerment, because it is. We're showing different ways to clear things out. Mm-hmm. And it says, on the distant horizon, a storm is brewing. Great shards of lightning and thunderbolts to the earth from the heavens. It can feel chaotic, but it heralds a time of renewal. So it's basically, we're clearing the air, like we were just talking about grounding. The thunderstorms clears the dust out of the air. See, we talked about thunderstorms, didn't we? It's all good, even if it doesn't seem like it. New energy is flooding your energy field. Examine your life and see if there is anything that needs to be cleared, renewed, or released. Now is the time. Renewal and rebirth is at hand. So that's basically what we just did, because we were clearing the air or field, right? Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So that was that one. That was distant thunder and letting go and clearing things out. So yeah,
I like it.
Okay, so embracing enthusiasm. Shout to the heavens with happiness. Stop waiting on the sidelines to heal your life and reach your goals. Get up and take some risks. Break a few rules. Shout to the heavens with your joy, with exuberance. Clap your hands with glee. Be silly. Don't hold back. Allow childlike wonder to flood your life. Take a day off of work. Experience and celebrate even in the smallest event of life. Discover what's great about each day. This is not a time to be reserved. Embrace every aspect of your life. Smell the daisies. Good times are ahead if you let them. Just loosen up a bit. And then it says, a sacred traveler wants you to know, an unseasoned traveler believes that happiness only comes after one has reached the destination. However, a sacred traveler knows that the fastest way to manifest your dream is to be happy now. You don't have to wait to experience joy. Your enthusiasm about what you already have will ignite miracles in your life. Without enthusiasm, something inside you sleeps. You must awaken, and then your relationship flourishes, your health becomes vibrant, and your connection to the creator deepens. So
okay, I really like that.
Isn't that nice? That's nice. But isn't that what our purpose of this whole podcast is? It's finding different paths, showing there's it, and it's just doing it. This is out of Becky's and I's comfort zone. Well, maybe mine, I guess. I don't know. You know, to put our thoughts out there and our beliefs to share with others.
Yeah, good tools. Okay, yeah. Speaking of which, since we are talking about tools, and you know, some people aren't going to have cards at hand or an earthing mat or a foam roller, but what I like what you said is that what you just read on that card was, you know, in order to create good things in your life, you have to have that feeling of enthusiasm. You have to start by feeling good. And one way that you can create that energy to move things forward and to manifest goals in your life without needing any fancy tools is literally a pen and paper and writing some things down. I just want to share, I went to an event today that was in it was Rachel Hollis. She is the author of Girl Wash Your Face, and I believe she has a podcast of the same title, and you can find her on Instagram, Rachel Hollis.
Spell the last name.
H-O-L-L-I-S.
I'm being you now.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, she's so her bestseller, Girl Wash Your Face, was actually the sixth book that she had written. And she said, you know, there wasn't a lot of fanfare for the others. You know, her sixth book finally, you know, got her on the map. But what she said was, you know, she's not writing these for an audience. She's writing it because it's for her. She will write whether or not books get published.
That's really cool. And she had a talk today. And how long was the talk?
Well, it was about a little over an hour and then another half hour for question answer session. She said today was a new message. Many other authors have said it in their own way, but it bears repeating.
It resonates. And when you're ready to hear it too.
Yep. She's got a good message. And one of the things, one of the tools she talked about was journaling. And she has a certain way, you know, she's got, you know, five things that you're grateful for, 10 things that are on your big dream list, and then one other thing. But the takeaway there and the important thing that I have found helpful, and I've actually found it to make an extraordinary difference in my own life, is writing in a journal about the things that you want to have happen as if they have already happened.
Right. And because then you have the feeling, and then you're sending rockets. How is it, Esther Hicks from the Abraham books? You know, you're sending that out into the universe. So then you have the feeling.
Yes. So it starts with that feeling. So, you know, if you don't have, you know, all these, you don't need fancy gadgets.
No,
they're fun. They're fun. But
Becky, share what we did. And it's just timing though.
Yeah.
So, I still have it. And one day she'll put it up somewhere. I gave her the picture.
I'm working on that. give you an example. It's funny. I've written in so many spiral notebooks over the years. It cracks me up. I find them every once in a while, and I've been.
Have a book in there, you know.
Well, maybe so, but
how she skirted that.
But I found an old notebook where I had written about what I wanted to have and to be, both mentally and physically, written written, you know, in the present tense, but I had written it a long time ago and I just happened to be thumbing through. And I was amazed to see that, oh gosh, probably 98% of what I had written had manifested in one way or another in my current life. And I was so grateful. And you don't realize how powerful our thoughts
we are powerful
can be, right? So it was really so that was so journaling for me has been really good, but having that feeling behind what you're writing is really the catalyst. And why is feeling such a catalyst? Because feeling is a vibration, it's a frequency. And that frequency attracts like frequencies because like attracts like. So moving on from the journaling exercise, I got into making vision boards. Yeah, and years ago, Shelly and I created a vision board.
2007.
In 2007, Shelly and I had this crazy idea of having like a newsletter or a blog perhaps. And
you did you said podcast though too,
even back then.
Yeah, you did, because you said, remember, we had to get these things and a microphone, but we didn't know how to do really it.
So anyway,
yes, she thought of podcast in 2007, way back when.
Getting ahead of ourselves. So we thought, well, what a fun project. This would be fun. Let's
I still remember that day.
Yeah.
We just had magazines everywhere.
And so what we did is
you do the details, please.
So we made a vision board. And I'm sure many of you know what a vision board is.
Or a dream, whatever. Now they have apps for that too now, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a buzzword now. So what we're talking about, we did the old-fashioned tag board or poster board, whatever you'd like to call it, and cut out a bunch of pictures from magazines that represented our goals.
Our dreams.
Mm-hmm. And we wrote some power words on there and cut, you know, words out of magazines to
it's fun.
It's really fun. It really gets those feelings going.
It takes the pressure off, because you're just scamming and, oh, here's a cool word, and you don't put them, and then you just cut them out, and then you go, oh, should we put this one on? What do you feel about this? Mm-hmm. You know, and you bounce it back and forth.
And so way back in the day, we decided to put the words paths of empowerment on there. And so when Shelly and I just decided last fall, hey, you know that podcast idea we had? And we said, sure. Well, what are we going to call that? And Shelly's like, hey, how about paths of empowerment? And I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I had to laugh because I was over at Shelly's a couple of weeks ago. And what had Shelly saved after all of these years? 12 years. She had.
Is that 12 saved. Years ago? Oh, God.
Yes. Shelly had laying on the floor in her treatment room before we were going to do an interview for another podcast was that vision board. And it was so powerful to sit back and reflect on that. And Shelly's like, see, it's all about timing. and she's right. It's very interesting. So you don't have to have lots of fancy gadgets.
No, and it's fun. Do we even have magazines? Do people still have magazines laying around? I don't know.
But, you know, if you have enough ink in your printer, you can Google whatever image you like and print it out and put it.
Oh, that's true.
You put it on the vision board. It gets kind of costly, but my girls and I like to do that every
month. Oh, is that how you do it? You cut and paste? Yeah, I would run out of ink, you know. But now they have apps for vision boards, and that you look at continuously and flip flop. That's, I don't know. I like the tactile.
You know what? I like having something physical to look at. I mean, you could get real fancy and you could get it laminated. I don't think you need to do all the, you know, just have put it on something and put it in a spot that's private, yet visible. And I say private because if someone that you aren't super close to sees your vision board and starts
or family, that's right. Not a supportive. That's a new word. Supportive.
Right. So you don't need anybody coming along and judging those vision boards. It's not their business. And sometimes their judgment might create an energy that makes you feel uncomfortable about what you've put on your board. So I say private because it's for you. It's for your focus. But put it up somewhere where you can see it on a regular basis. Maybe on a mirror in your closet where you get dressed in the morning.
I did that in high school. I put it in my locker, right? The list way back when in the day.
Sure.
The things I wanted to get done or the guys I wanted to date.
Did you really?
I did. Funny. And guess what? I dated every single one of those.
I see you.
I was so strange, kid. Anyway, that's you got to be careful what you wish for, too.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
And I did that, too, after my divorce. And after dating some, I go, I'm done. I wrote exactly what I wanted. I got exactly what I wrote down.
Isn't that funny?
It's a joke, but it isn't a joke. That's how powerful it is.
Right. We are powerful manifestors. It's seriously true. You be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. So you have to be prepared. I mean, and this is not saying it works like magic. Sometimes it feels like magic because.
But it took 12 years for our magic to happen because everything has timing and.
Right. We aren't saying, you write it down and the mailman shows up with a $10 million check out of nowhere on your doorstep. That's not it. But what it does is it creates. So Rachel Hollis was saying is that, it's not, it requires a lot of hard work. But when you put your goals and dreams down every day,
it's action.
It's action. However, I want to add to it. When you have those feelings and those vibrations in check where you want them to be, synchronicities line up. And I'm sure our listeners know what I'm talking about.
I think that isn't that what Esther Hicks calls rockets of desire. You're putting it out there. So you're vibrant. What is a better higher vibration rate, the way you say it and the way you formulate your words, because words are very carry energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, then what are you feeding your brain? Are they negative or what is a better, healthier way to say it? That's more positive. Mm-hmm. And so you're raising your vibration so then it can meet those other things.
There exactly. Yep, words are powerful. So be careful how you use them. Put them in your vision boards, write in a journal. But, we've mentioned a few gadgets tonight, but there's lots of.
But Hay House, I can't say enough about hayhouse.com because there's so many. They're not, it's free. You can listen to the radio, you can find different tools to help you, and even classes. I mean, it's unlimited resources there.
Yeah. So there's hayhouse.com where you can go and learn about the types of classes. They usually have speaking tours. You can also get their books, their cards, calendars.
And it's from all different speakers and authors. So right. It's, yeah.
And then there's also Hay House Radio where the authors that are published through Hay House will have weekly shows.
And I've talked and won a book there one time too.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So some of the, I think the medical medium is on there.
Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz.
Mona Lisa Schultz.
Yep. And there's so many.
Does Rebecca Campbell have a show?
I think so.
She's the author of Light is the New Black. It's just a really good place.
She's got a deck of cards too.
Right. But it's a nice, if you go to hayhouseradio.com and you listen to some of those authors, it might lead you to some, to some books that you might be interested in, but you get to listen to them and try them out. You know, not everybody on that, you know, that is published through Hay House are authors that I resonate with, but
no,
you
but
know,
you usually find something.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff out there. So, yeah.
And then earthing.com. That's another great tool. Another, you know, earthing mats just to keep grounded. And yeah, remember to hum.
Yeah.
The bumblebee. Right.
I think we've rambled on long enough. They're probably,
I think, bored. So. For us not having bored. Anything to talk about, that was a long, long talk there, Becky.
I know. Oh, it was great. Again, please, if if our ramblings, have piqued your interest, please rate us on iTunes. And if you feel compelled to do so, please share with a friend. And we'll continue to keep on bringing different guests. We do have some lined up in the next few weeks that we're pretty excited about. In the meantime, if you have show suggestions or have some information you want to share with us and be a guest on our
podcast, please do. There's lots of you. And you don't have to be good and an expert either.
No, we would love to hear.
Well, you're good. I shouldn't say that. Expert. That's the word.
Right. We would love to have people share their experiences.
Their why story, why they got into what they're doing.
Yep, exactly.
And it might not be what they expected that they would be doing, and it can keep on changing.
Mm-hmm. And you can connect with us on Instagram at Paths of Empowerment. If you're more comfortable sending an email, you can reach us at pathsofempowerment@gmail.com. Yes, I will get a Facebook page up there. Life.
you know what? It's all in due time. Exactly. Timing is everything.
Yes.
Until next time, enjoy your journey.
Yes, love and light. Thanks for joining us.